And currently we have, hold on, hold please, hold That's please, okay. hold please. What is my phone doing?
It's not cooperating.
It's not cooperating. Feeling. I'm not sure why. 68 degrees in Alta Vista. We have 68 in Salem, 70 in Roanoke, Danville, Lynchburg, Bedford's the cool spot at 66.
Took a little walk during that break, and it's foggy out. It's I don't know what the deal is this morning. So it wasn't that way when I drove in.
Is it
in.
Foggy or is it smoky?
Smoky, hazy, foggy. I'm not sure. I didn't
because
inhale.
because we are getting some of that stuff coming in.
Yeah.
There and I saw that on the drive in, but I don't know.
Oh, really?
I think it was fog.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
And got a text in saying the ZZ Top guy's 72.
72. Okay.
That's not that old.
Yeah. There was I believe.
Used to that was my official old age, 72.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When you hit it?
I remember when I was little.
Right.
That's when I was like, oh, when you're 72, then you're old.
Right.
That was, I mean, I think everybody when they're a little kid even has that.
Like 50s. I thought 50s
was
old.
You thought 50 was old.
Yeah. I wish I'd go back to the 50s.
So what is your, when did you think you're old officially?
Gosh, I don't know.
What was your number? Did you have a number? For me, it was 72. That was the number.
I feel like 78.
Is old?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like
you're a little bit old before that, but...
Right.
That's like...
But like you're officially old.
Yeah.
You can use the word elderly at that point. Mm.
My pop-pop, though, he's 90. He just turned 90 this year, and he, has not accepted that at all.
And it works.
Hmm. Yeah. He's just refused to I've heard it said before, like to let the old man in. He just never has.
He just doesn't.
In his mind, he's 65 and he probably tells people that.
He's refusing to go there.
Yeah.
I remember as my husband was trying to catch fireworks, legal ones, on July 4th, my son turning on, you know, I remember when I thought 50 was old, but maybe not so much anymore.
Wow.
He's like, aim it this way. It's fireworks. Not sure you can do that, but anyway.
Yeah.
Don't be a slacker. You could at least give it a shot.
You're not supposed to hold the Roman candles in your hand, but I saw a guy do that this year. Yeah.
Or other mm-hmm. places. So,
a lot of fireworks going on down at the border. My gosh, Janet, you had that story earlier about, you know, these big cities, you know, they're being dropped off. The military's got involved with this process of placing illegal immigrants. And I say illegal because they are. They've come into the country illegal. And sometimes it's children without adults. Sometimes it's whole families. They're not using the buses. You had the story. You shared it. I don't know if you did it on the air.
You did it before.
I mean, of the actual bus driver. The lady
who said that they get the calls in the night.
Right.
What she said exactly was that she at the time of this reporting,
right.
and that article that was an article from May. Now they're gone to more flights.
Right.
But she says she would get a phone call. They would tell her very little. She said, I assume they were from Homeland Security, but I have no idea. I am kind of in the dark. They'll call me and say, we need you here in 5 hours, hurry up and pack. This is where we need you. They call me when the first bus leaves. Once I leave, then they're contacting the next driver. The whole thing is last minute.
Mm.
And she says the children are kind of scared at first. They have no idea what's going on. Hardly any of them speak English. She knows that drop-offs have been done in Nashville, Knoxville, and Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't always the exact same location, she said.
Yeah.
And she says while she's seen a couple of reunions, and that's been amazing, for the most part, it's not typically that it's not reunions.
Okay. So, you know, they did other things under the cover of darkness. Remember when that pallet full of money showed up in Iran and we just happened to find out about it?
That was Obama.
That was Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah, Biden was vice president. Why are we doing things under the cover of darkness?
Yeah, but this is going on in our own country.
Right.
under in the cloak of darkness, mm-hmm. and the governors aren't even being told about
right.
it.
And that's and they're not only not being told about it, they're not being helped in any way of funding. Same thing happening down in Texas. They're carrying the burden of what's going on down there. Tucker Carlson from Fox News is going to talk about it here.
New developments on the southern border tonight. It's becoming obvious that open borders are, in effect, the policy, the official policy of the Biden administration. Axios reports tonight that approximately 50,000 migrants caught crossing the southern border have been released into our country without a court date. Now, technically, those migrants have been instructed to report to ICE offices, but they don't. Studies show only about 10% of them have done. Probably fewer than that will. An immigration official just told this show that this is now standard operating procedure. So you get caught crossing the border, not just from Mexico or Honduras or Guatemala, but maybe from across the ocean, maybe from the Middle East, from Africa, from the Caribbean. And you're told to show up at an ICE office wherever you choose to settle. And according to two whistleblowers from Joe Biden's HHS, many of these migrants are infected with COVID-19. Quote, hundreds of children contracted COVID in the overcrowded conditions in the migrant shelters. The whistleblower said in a new federal complaint, adequate masks were not consistently provided to children, nor was their use consistently enforced. Think about that. Your kindergartner is going to be forced to wear a mask because the teachers' unions are in charge of the Biden administration's health policy. But illegal migrants with COVID don't have to wear masks. How does that work? Well, because they're future Democratic Party voters. They can do what they want. And we know the Biden administration is not even bothering to figure out where they're going. This is one of the great scandals of our age, and no one is stopping it. We went down to the border town of Uvalde, Texas, for a brand new episode of our documentary series. It's called Tucker Carlson Originals. The documentary is called The Illegal Invasion, and it's a look at why so many illegal aliens are flooding the border and what they've done to the people who live there. Here's a look at what we found.
Since the new administration took office, the federal government is no longer willing to enforce existing immigration law. Americans living in Uvalde have no option but to defend themselves.
I cannot even go from my house to my barn or to our chicken coop or anywhere without carrying a gun. I don't even leave my house without it.
This woman spoke on the condition of anonymity. She fears retaliation from the Mexican cartels, which she says are operating in Uvalde.
I came out one day, had four men running directly at my house, where one tried to break into our house while I was here.
Our crime's up, our car break-ins are up, our house burglaries are up.
It seems like we just don't have as many rights as even the illegals do. You know, I will defend my house if I had to.
You can watch a full episode of that. It's called The Illegal Invasion. It hits FoxNation.com tomorrow morning. Hey, Sean Hannity here.
I would recommend that you see that.
It just makes you wonder. I mean, you would feel under attack
right.
if you lived in those border states, and they're not doing a darn thing about it.
Towards the end, I don't know if you heard that clicking noise. That is a camera catching an illegal immigrant just walking up to a house and opening the screen door and then trying to open the door, and it was locked. I mean, literally just walking, not knocking, doing anything, just opening the screen door and trying to walk in the house.
Right.
I mean, I just can't imagine.
Because they know nobody's going to do a darn thing about it.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, it's my heart goes out for those folks, because how would you feel if that was... It's easy for us to sit here and say it's not a problem,
right?
Because we're not
not experiencing it.
But it is a problem,
right?
And then you've got these so-called, they call themselves leaders. They're supposed to be representatives,
mm-hmm.
you know, sitting behind their gated buildings and their, you know, mansions.
Mm-hmm.
And pretending like that they're sympathetic and they get it. They don't get it.
Right.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah, especially if you're like living down there and you're in a house that was your parents and your grandparents.
Right.
This is family. This is tradition. This is my heritage. And it's being, you know, pounced upon.
Well, and it's not uncommon in some of these border places where you've got ranchers who have direct lines in with the Border Patrol,
right?
Because they're like, you know, I got people coming through
mm-hmm.
on my land,
right.
you know, over here, and now the Border Patrol doesn't have any rights to. They're you know.
Well, they've been detoothed or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a mess, mm-hmm. no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Well, story out of, we were talking about Nashville a few minutes ago. A conservative radio host there, his name is Phil Valentine. He is now on a ventilator after being hospitalized with COVID-19. His brother, Mark Valentine, says it was Phil's decision to be put on the ventilator because he's been so sick and exhausted, feels like his body needs a rest, so he actually chose to go on the ventilator. He was hospitalized with the COVID virus on July 16th after contracting pneumonia.
Right.
For months, he was an outspoken skeptic of COVID-19 and the vaccine, his family told Fox News. They are now wanting to make sure that people know that he has changed his stance on the vaccine and the virus as a whole. And he is now encouraging people to get vaccinated. His brother said, quote, "We're here to do some damage control on an error of judgment that he now regrets." Mm-hmm. And they said just a few days ago they didn't think he was going to make it. He's not that old. So right. that's why he decided not to get the vaccine.
Right.
So he's like, oh, I'm not, you know, that's for older people. And it's an interesting thing. And I commend him for being man enough to come out and say, you know what, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, please rethink this. So even though he was a skeptic, and his brother went immediately and got the vaccine. So take that for what it is.
Sure.
And still believes in people's right to choose, but says that they are anxious to get the word out. We are anxious for the politics to be taken out of this.
Yeah.
It is a public health situation. It is not political.
Yeah. Yep.
So I just wanted to share that because I think it's important that we talk about that.
I think so.
Because
yeah.
sometimes, you know, sometimes we get stuff wrong.
Oh, yeah. No,
and that's okay.
Definitely. Yeah. And there's been some strong-headed, bullheaded people. And I understand their viewpoint, but I think it's just been proven over and over again that you need to really take a good hard look at it and talk to your doctor. We've emphasized that every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you know, let your doctor help you make that decision. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, and that's what I did. And again, I'm not going to shame somebody. The only people that I get really, really frustrated with are the people who say that the virus isn't real. And then I want to smack them upside the head. But other than that, I do pretty good. Oh, now let's talk about puppies and kittens.
Okay.
Maybe when we get...
Janet Rose and Mark Lamb. Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brady with Apex Home Loans. With all the talk about today's low interest rates, you may have wondered whether now might be a good time for you to refinance your home loan. If so, I would love to talk with you about it and discover how I can best help you. I'll create an in-depth analysis for you, comparing your current loan to several refinance options and taking into consideration your long and short-term plans. Then I'll make recommendations to you as to what I believe the best solution would be to accomplish your goals. I have more than 20 years experience helping people obtain the best home loan possible, and I would love to help you too. Ready to explore your options? Then visit our website at lynchburglender.com to connect with me online, or you can call or text me directly at 434-238-8984. Again, that's online at lynchburglender.com, or call or text me at 434-238-8984.
Sherry Brady, NMLS ID 217258. Apex Home Loans, NMLS ID 2884. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
This is Randy Trost, and at Trost Law, we put family first. We understand situations involving attorneys can often be confusing and scary. That's why we take time to sit down with our clients, listen to them, and go the extra mile to make sure they understand every step we take. We won't keep you waiting days or weeks to answer your questions or return your calls. That's not how we treat family, and that's not how we treat our clients. We mean it when we say, let our family help your family. If you're in need of legal assistance, contact us at trostlaw.com.
Make a lasting impression. Lunch at the Crown Sterling, Lynchburg's crown jewel dining establishment. It's the best way to make a lasting impression, whether that's businesses or catching up with someone important. Every dish on the Crown Sterling's lunch menu is $12 and under and still features signature sandwiches, handcrafted burgers, and other specialty items with a salad bar that's now open. Make a lasting impression at the Crown Sterling, serving lunch weekdays 11:30 to 2 p.m. and dinner every Monday through Saturday.
7:21, it's the Morning Jam. Mark Lamb along with Janet Rose, Kaylee Hamer. It is our Thursday show. You know what? I'm just realizing we hadn't done any life hacks. Do you have any up your sleeve there, Miss Janet, that we could talk about?
Well, I do.
Okay. While she's looking for that, we're going to have Trey Watkins in the 8 o'clock hour to discuss some of the things that we sometimes talk about with Trey, and that's critical race theory and things along those lines. Trey checking in the 8 o'clock hour, so you want to make sure you stay tuned for that. And then we have these program vouchers. We need to do that this hour. Maybe we'll do that. We've got three of the program vouchers from Oceans Organics. It's going to be good for Wednesday, August the 18th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It is a voucher for the class, and it's going to be over there at Lynchburg Parks and Recreation Miller Center. We're going to get away three of these, so you and two other people could go to this class. This is a $25 gift voucher towards that program. So if you would like to be part of that, make sure you write our text number down, because we'll do a little contest a little bit later, 434-248-0704. Again, this will be for good for August the 18th, 6 to 9 p.m. All right, so we'll do that.
How are you going to do that?
We're going to do a trivia question.
Trivia question.
Yeah, we'll do a trivia question coming up in the next little bit. So,
very good.
Are you hacked off yet?
Am I hacked off yet? Yes, always, always hacked off. No problem.
All right.
So here's one of my favorite things. This is one of my favorite life hacks that I use when I need a taller table.
Okay.
Because sometimes if you're doing stuff like outside, mm-hmm. You may want to elevate your table up a little bit. Right. I just don't like them down really low.
Right.
If you're looking for a way to here's an example.
Okay.
Like if you're wanting to make a bar, if you're having an outside table and you're wanting to get those drinks elevated up a little bit more, because it's kind of a pain when they're down low.
Right.
PVC is your friend.
PVC.
Yes. You can take a regular folding table and cut out lengths of PVC pipe.
I see where this is going.
Yeah. And then you literally just stick the table legs down in there, and it elevates it. You put a little tablecloth over it,
okay,
and nobody is any the wiser.
Well, because a lot of times,
if you have to build a bar, that's expensive.
Right. A lot of times there's a cross brace built into the legs,
mm-hmm.
so the PVC hits that cross brace, and
exactly.
Or there's a curve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done this a lot.
I can see that
for events, but it works great.
Okay.
So if you want a taller table, then
I like
that's
that.
The way to do it.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
You are welcome. And now I have them pulled up, so if you like throw that to me, then we can do some more.
Okay. So, All right. Good
my
enough.
Apologies for not having it earlier.
No, that's okay. Don't apologize. Hey, today's National Lipstick Day.
Is it now?
National Lasagna Day. National Chicken Wing Day. And you're going to like this next one. National Intern Day. Does that mean we're supposed to get something for Kaylee?
Probably.
Dang.
I have the chocolate over here.
Oh, well, that's
true.
I did give her some chocolate this morning.
He re-gifted that.
And it's National Chili.
That doesn't count.
National Chili Dog Day.
Chili Dog Day?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
National Lipstick Day. I'm not going to do that, no.
You're not going to do National Lipstick Day either?
No. No, I'm not going to do chili dogs.
I'll
do lasagna. Out of that whole list, I said lipstick earlier. I'm sorry. Out of that whole list, I'll do lasagna. Yeah, that would be my favorite out of that. I like chicken wings. Not a big chicken wing guy, but I'll do lasagna pretty much any time, especially if my mother-in-law's in town.
I made that yesterday.
Did you?
I did.
Just regular Italian lasagna?
No, I did. I do a penne recipe where you like layer up the noodles with the cheeses, and then you layer that with your homemade sauce. Yeah, I had friends who has sick family members, that's always kind of the go-to because it freezes well, or they can fix it or whatever. But yeah, I was a cooking fool yesterday.
Were you?
Looked like somebody blew up something in my kitchen.
Wow.
But
so I saw this video, you know, these videos, they time lapse them, and they had a dessert that looked pretty interesting. You just take like a 9x12 pan and you layer ice cream sandwiches. Then you put whipped cream and some kind of like, you know, not vegetables, like strawberries or berries or whatever. And then you layer it again with ice cream sandwiches. And then you put something on top of that, like another whipped cream.
Berries with ice cream sandwiches?
Yeah, it was berries or strawberries or something, like some kind of a fruit in there.
Okay.
And then it showed, you know, cut it, and it just looks
my
amazing.
Niece, we called it her Cool Whip phase. She had more recipes like that.
Yeah.
So she would bring something, and we're like, does this have Cool Whip in it? Poor Abby. We pick on her all the time. That's okay.
That looked like a pretty simple one. Pretty, you know, it might be expensive though, depending on where you get, you know, your ice cream sandwiches.
Could be. Hey, we were talking about earlier. They were saying that some places in these border towns, their crime is up significantly.
Okay.
We're also seeing some increases in car thefts. Did you see that?
Yeah, we're having that even here.
And that's what I was talking
about. Yeah, I thought you meant outside. Okay, go.
No, they're seeing it on the outside, but we're also seeing it in this area as well.
Yeah.
There seems to be, and now there is some footage out where they've gotten some pretty good photos of some of the people doing these thefts in the area, but... you know, this is when those Ring doorbells and things like
really handy
are really coming in handy, because we're seeing more and more of some of these cars that are being stolen. LPD is looking for some help with that. None of my stories are lining up today for some reason.
Yeah, I said the email didn't format. I even fixed it, and then when the title is above and the link is below. Even though it's sticking right underneath the other link. I don't know what this silly email that we use, this webmail thing, isn't working the greatest.
Yeah, but
Deacon's Garage, you know, on Tyrene Road, they've
Tariana,
had... Tariana, yeah, sorry. They've experienced it. I mean, more than one car has been stolen from
four vehicles were stolen from the business between July 9th and the 10th. So we've had the catalytic converters. Now they're just taking the whole car.
Taking the whole car, yeah. Well, they can get more parts that way.
Two white men wearing black pants, black shirts, both covered their faces with black T-shirts during the thefts there. So you can see a lot of his face.
Yeah.
In that photo, though.
I mean, you could become a detective. Just always proceed with caution.
The thing about it is, though, when you see some of these photos, it's almost like if you know the person, it's kind of eerie. Have you ever had that happen where you've seen the photo? Like, that happened. Have you had that happen?
There was a guy that, there was a post in Only Girls LU, and it was like, do you know this guy? Security camera footage. Mm. And it was, I guess, someone snuck into, like, the men's basketball headquarters or whatever.
Yeah.
And this guy was looking up right at the camera, and it was someone I worked with.
Oh, right. Wow. I mean, sometimes it's eerie with the, you know,
it's
when
weird.
You're with somebody. Yeah. I worked with someone who immediately identified a murder suspect.
Oh.
And to see you know, the look on his face. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew immediately that he knew who it was.
Oh, gosh.
And it was, you know, it was eerie. So don't automatically think, oh, I'm not going to know who that is, because you just might.
You might.
We'll have some local headlines ahead for you. The stories impacting you in Lynchburg, Roanoke, and on the South Side here on the Morning Jam.
CBS News Brief. There's pushback ahead of an expected announcement from President Biden today requiring vaccinations or mask and testing rules for federal employees. CBS's Laura Podesta.
A union representing federal law enforcement officers said the president lacks the authority to force them to get vaccinated, calling it a clear civil rights violation.
But infectious disease specialist Dr. Payal Patel says the new measure would be a positive.
At the end of the day, getting the most people vaccinated as possible quickly is going to be the solution. Everything else is a temporary measure.
Afghan interpreters who helped U.S. troops now on a plane headed from Kabul to Washington. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
When this first group of special immigrants do get to the United States, they will be temporarily housed at Fort Lee. That is all still moving right along.
Their families are on that plane too. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. Governor Northam says his team is reviewing CDC masking guidelines and expect to release new recommendations in the next few days. In the past week, the Roanoke City and Allegheny Health District has seen 230 new COVID cases. The district director says 97% of those are in unvaccinated people. This time around, Carilion Clinic leaders say the hospital is more prepared for a surge. Doctors say the Delta variant of COVID-19 is believed to be the main strain in Virginia and accounts for about 80% of new cases. Happening tonight, the Bedford County School Board will hold a special meeting. The board will be discussing updates on guidelines pertaining to transgender students. Part of those updates include guidance on restroom usage. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
I wonder why. Maybe it's the all-wheel drive system, or maybe it's the great safety features, or I know, it's the reliability. You know, it could be the 0% financing available, or I bet it's the Terry promise, the lifetime powertrain warranty. I wonder why all these people are buying new Subarus from Terry Subaru. I guess it could be any of these great reasons, but I have a suggestion. When you're in the market for your next new car, why not come to Terry Subaru and see for yourself. Terry Subaru in Lynchburg. You'll love our cars.
Mr. Meticulous, decks and tiles and so much more. He puts the shine on any floor.
For 40 years, Mr. Meticulous at Executive Maintenance has been regionally recognized as the premier commercial and cleaning professional. Executive Maintenance specializes in commercial cleaning for residential, commercial, condominiums, and apartments. They use state-of-the-art pressure washing equipment that can remove almost anything. Executive Maintenance cleans gutters and maintains all types of flooring, like strip ceiling and waxing VCT and carpet. Mr. Meticulous has a proven track record of 24/7 communication for urgent needs. Who is Mr. Meticulous? Call Steve with Executive Maintenance at 434-610-1634.
He puts the shine on any floor.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
I'm meteorologist Brent Wyatt. Partly to mostly sunny today, hot, highs at 95. Look for lows in the low 70s tonight with a stray shower. On Friday, 94 the high with a 20% chance of showers, lows at 65. That cool front brings in less humid air over the weekend and slightly cooler too, with daytime highs Saturday in the mid and upper 80s, overnight lows in the low 60s.
68 degrees now in Bedford, 70 in Lynchburg, and in Roanoke and in Salem.
All right. So we're going to give away our program vouchers here in just a few moments. Have our text number ready, 434-248-0704. We'll give away three of these vouchers. Now, you can't combine the vouchers. They're good for one person. But we're going to give you three of these.
A lot of girls' night.
Yeah, so we'll give you two extra ones. You and two other people could go to this. It's good for August the 18th between 6 and 9 p.m. It is a $25 voucher towards the price for Oshun Organics. We'll do that here in just a couple of minutes. In the meantime, we're going to cover a couple of local stories for you. Roanoke, a local project, is helping students put their best foot forward, and organizers are hoping the community will pitch in to help reach their ambitious goal. Back to School Shoes Project hopes to provide shoes to 8,000 disadvantaged students in the city of Roanoke. Project Forward has raised close to $100,000. It's quite amazing. But would like to raise $140,000 more so they can make these purchases. Robin Lewis is the co-founder of Fleet Feet Roanoke. So if you're in the Roanoke area, you might want to check that out and help out these young people coming back to school. The same thing is happening in the Lynchburg area, building our Community Together Back to School event. That one's going to be actually Saturday, August the 7th, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. The Morning Jam is going to be there. We're going to set up a tent. So if you can be there for part of that, it is, again, Saturday, August the 7th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It'll be at the Riverfront Park, Jefferson Street, Lynchburg.
A Southwest Virginia man has been sentenced to 9 years or 108 months in federal prison for his role in a pandemic unemployment fraud scheme that cost the U.S. hundreds of thousands of dollars. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, 28-year-old Gregory Tackett of Pound worked with others, including his girlfriend, to fraudulently file more than $499,000 in pandemic unemployment benefits. Court documents reveal the fraudsters worked to obtain the personal information of more than 35 co-conspirators, including 15 inmates in the custody of the Virginia Department of Corrections. Within 9 months, they filed claims for at least 37 individuals. Back in April, Tackett pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to defraud the government, one count of aggravated identity theft, one count of obstructing justice. At this time, authorities have not disclosed whether or not other individuals involved are facing charges. Wow.
So a local woman who is now holds the title of Miss Wheelchair Virginia is heading to compete in Miss Wheelchair America soon. Her name is Ryan Kress. And about 3 months ago, she started a new nursing position at Carilion, and she was very nervous expressly about this. She said she was the first in that position and no one really knew what to do with her and what she would need help with and what adaptations she would need to complete the job well and things like that. And she said she had a lot of reasons to be nervous throughout her life because she is wheelchair bound, but she's rolled right through them, no pun intended. That includes an opportunity she recently had to gain the crown that she has now, and she was doing a lot of really cool advocacy work, and so she got to carry the title an extra year and now is competing for Miss Wheelchair America in 1 week. She's competing against 29 women from across the country. It is a virtual pageant, and most of her appearances have been virtual, so this is not new, but like most things, she's learned how to embrace that challenge, and she noted that her online engagement has increased drastically. She said she had maybe 200 followers beforehand, and now she's up to 15,000.
Wow.
So if you would like to help her, you can. There is a People's Choice Award in the pageant, and you can vote for it. If you look that up, look up the People's Choice Award in the Miss Wheelchair America pageant.
Okay. Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, that's neat.
All right, I like that.
Yeah.
It reminds me, you know, Tim Gunn's birthday is today. Mm-hmm. And on, I think it was the last season of Project Runway, they had one particular designer that would design specifically for people in wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's the fashions, really cool. It was so cool.
Because I'm sure there's not a lot of fashion catered to
there's
people.
Not a lot of options, and especially if they have something like a pageant or a fancy event or something like that, for them to have the really pretty, full, nice, Yeah. So that's what
the thing that struck me about this story is the nursing part, the fact that she is not only competing in a pageant, she's embraced a career in nursing too, which is something that you really usually have to be on your feet and running around and things like that for. So even though it's probably, there are probably some serious challenges there, she's working towards that.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. We're going to give away this voucher now. I want to clarify something for you because I don't want there to be misunderstandings. I've done giveaways for many years on radio. This voucher has to be registered by August the 15th. It is for a DIY Nourishing Body Lotion class. It's
Is a girl's night
this
out.
This is a girl's
That's
night.
That's what this is.
This is for girls, and it's $25 gift voucher.
It doesn't have to be just for girls.
Well,
but
yeah, but Shun Organics, it's going to be three vouchers, and we will email these vouchers to you because they're numbered. You can't duplicate them. They're going to be numbered. We're going to send three of these to you, three vouchers through email, so we'll need to have your email address. Here's the question, Jana, and I'm a softie.
And now this place is down. It's down in the Lynchburg Community Market, and they
Lynchburg Parks and Recreation
is doing this, and they show you how to make all kinds of natural products. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It will be. All right. We talked about it being National Lipstick Day. Something I
well,
don't
you
participate.
Did several. You did several days.
Yeah. And I talked about one that was my favorite national recognition for this day, July the 29th. All right. Did I say I like National Chili Dog Day, National Chicken Wings Day, or National Lasagna Day? Which one of those three did I say I liked and I would participate in? 434-248-0704. You'll be texting to Janet at that number. Give her your name and your email address. And the first one that comes through right, did I say chicken wings, did I say chili dog, or lasagna would be my favorite, and you're going to win three vouchers that you'll need to have registered by August the 15th. The class is on Wednesday, August the 18th, between 6 and 9 p.m. So there we go.
A great girls' night out.
Yeah.
So that would be a wonderful thing.
And the guys could go down to Water Dog or something, you know, and watch some kind of thing on sports TV or something. I don't know.
Go
There's
sports.
All kinds of things.
That's right.
There's all kinds of things to do downtown if you're wanting to drive your wife down there.
Hey, the Campbell County Republican Committee has called on the Virginia General Assembly to conduct a full audit of the Virginia 2020 general election.
Across the board.
Committee requested that the Campbell County Board of Supervisors adopts a similar resolution.
Okay.
This is how it reads. This was ratified on Tuesday.
Okay.
Be it resolved that the Campbell County Republican Committee calls upon the Virginia General Assembly in the performance of their oaths of office will order a kinematic forensic audit of the Virginia 2020 general election, and that we respectfully request the Campbell County Board of Supervisors to adopt a similar resolution.
Interesting.
If the Campbell County Board of Supervisors adopt a similar resolution, it would not be the first time they adopted a strong opinion.
Okay.
So.
Fair enough.
Interesting. We'll see what if anything comes out of that.
Okay. All right.
Hey, you have a winner.
I do. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Craig texted in.
Okay.
Said it was lasagna.
He was right.
Yeah.
Hopefully Craig's giving this to his girlfriend or his wife or his daughter.
Or maybe he wants to learn how to make DIY lotion. Viva la difference.
Okay. Where's Pepe Le Pew when I need
him? Do you not enjoy a nice lotion?
I do.
You use my lotion all the time.
Yeah, my one hand, I told you this is the hand that I use chemicals my working career in construction.
Mm-hmm.
And it always has issues, my right hand.
You know. Well, he knew that. He knew that answer.
Okay,
you
Craig.
And Garfield. Okay. And your lasagna. So there you go.
I thought Garfield was the answer to our Mind Jam trivia today, which was which popular cartoon character is banned from Finland?
Right, but it was Donald Duck.
It was Donald Duck because why, Janet?
Because he didn't wear pants.
He doesn't wear pants.
But that was all. It was all just politically motivated.
Yeah, it was. Who imagine knew? That politicizing things.
I know. When it comes to cartoon characters, I don't understand. Craig says his wife is going to love it. She is going to love it. That's going to be a lot of fun for her and some of her friends. That's going to be a neat thing.
Thanks for the reminder.
To go
I'm
and
just
do.
Putting some lotion on my hand right now.
Okay.
Just keep it. Now I probably won't be able to hold the mouse, so it'll slip out of my hand.
That's right.
And now
the whole board's going to be greasy. But hey, whatever. You know, there's a time for everything, my friend. A place and a time for everything. Now's the time for you to head on over to our Insane Radio Deals. If you haven't done that yet, please do that. There are some great deals out there. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Groupon. I kind of like the Groupons because you could save so much money. This is better than Groupon, though. Because there's so many things you can choose from. SeaQuest, there are all kinds of experiences with SeaQuest.
The interaction, snorkeling. I don't want to snorkel with a stingray, sorry.
But you could if you wanted to.
Yeah, I know.
There's annual passports. There's general admission that you can save money on. Maybe you're wanting to do a birthday party experience.
Yeah.
I mean that's a $200 value. You can get that for $50.
Right. Yep.
I mean, you can't do anything for $50.
I know.
As far as parties are concerned.
Gosh, that's...
And that's
three-quarters off the price.
It's an hour and 45 minutes in the party room. Private encounter for the group with the animal of the birthday child's choice. Mm-hmm. And you can bring in outside food and drink for this. And that's a really great deal on that one. Also, new, we have Any Day Outfitters, work and Western apparel and footwear. You can get a $50 gift card for $30.
Yeah.
And then we have T4 Tactics, our friend Marco Galbraith. He does concealed carry permit classes and firearm safety. Typically, that's $89. And that gets you on the range. It gets you, you're really going to be truly, genuinely educated.
Right.
At the end of this, you'll have your concealed permit, and that's usually $89. You can get it for $45.
Yeah.
And then the T4 Tactics pepper spray workshop. If you have a loved one that you want to make sure they're protected, this is a two-hour workshop. Typically, that's $35. You can get it for $18. And then, of course, Chrome Auto.
Yeah, Chrome Auto repair gift certificates, $70 for a $100 gift certificate. You can go over there and get some repairs done, save $30 off of a $100 gift certificate.
I was telling a friend about that yesterday.
Okay, yeah. And then we just talked about the Oshun Organics. There's a gift certificate over there, $15 for a $25 gift certificate.
And that's, they also, I mean, that's good for their products because they have a full line of organics and handmade products there that you can go, and that would be a great gift for someone as well. And then the restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, I've taken advantage of the Crescent City Barbecue, Bourbon and Barbecue twice and enjoyed it. Went down there on a weekend, live music, $15 for a $30 gift card. That's 50% off, and you can also use that towards the alcohol, the bourbon that they sell, or the craft beers and all that kind of stuff. And then the one that I'm excited about that I want to try is the Gray's gift card. Bought one of those the other day. $35 for a $50 gift card. It's pretty simple. You're just getting you actually get a physical card, looks like a credit card, or you get a gift card, voucher thing that we will get to you. And
here's the thing.
It's easy.
Some of these are sold out. Like Crown Sterling is sold out. We had Crown Sterling.
Oh, really?
There is no more. That's gone.
I didn't know.
We have a limited number of Trio Brick Oven that's available.
Yeah.
Very close to being sold out on Crescent City and then Gray's on Fifth Street. So don't assume they're just going to be there.
Right.
Because they do sell out. So if you're interested, go to InsaneRadioDeals.com. We'll be back with more stories impacting you in Lynchburg and in Roanoke and on the South Side. I'm Janet Rose.
And I'm Mark Lamb.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
You compare prices on hotels. You compare prices on cars. So compare prices when shopping for insurance. If you haven't shopped for a while, you really should. Call Annie Matthews of the Annie Matthews Insurance Agency and trust an insurance agent with access to at least 7 different companies. That way you'll get the best quote for home insurance, auto insurance, life insurance, and many other types of insurance. Start shopping today. Visit Andy at the Andy Matthews Insurance Agency on Timberlake Road in Lynchburg to compare and get the best quote.
Monday night is Burger Night at Trio Brick Oven Eatery. Every Monday, all burgers on the regular Trio menu, made from Virginia's finest fresh beef, are $7.99, including Trio's signature hand-cut fries. Custom burgers include the Big Tone, a juicy burger topped with smoky barbecue sauce, applewood bacon, smoked Gouda cheese, and caramelized onions. And the Hot Tater featuring spicy barbecue sauce, sharp cheddar cheese, applewood bacon, fried egg, and sriracha fries on top. Make Monday your burger night. Call ahead for Trio to go or dine in at Trio on Route 221 in Forest.
So Colt from We Fix Stupid Computers stopping by the studio. Colt, we wanted to talk about how important backing up your data is, whether it's on an external hard drive or a server or the cloud. Things have changed a lot in the last few years where you can put your information and even have it encrypted.
You can back up your data. You can back up your spreadsheets, your documents, your pictures, and music. But if your system fails, your computer is going to have to be reloaded, and then you have to copy your data back, and that can be pretty daunting. So sometimes imaging is a good solution. Mm-hmm. That grabs everything, a snapshot of your system the way it is now, mm-hmm. and then you can put that hard drive away. If the hard drive dies, you can pull it out, pop it in, and away you go. We always sit down with the person and say, what are your goals? What are you trying to achieve at the end?
Colt and his team are always ready to help. They're located in Forest at 14690 Forest Road. They can also be reached by phone 434-525-8590. Or check them out on the web, wefixstupidcomputers.com.
Looking for some great food and good times? InsaneRadioDeals.com has the deal for you. $50 Trio Brick Oven Eatery gift cards for only $37.50. That's right, $50 gift card to Trio Brick Oven Eatery for only $37.50. With their menu of made-from-scratch pizza with fresh ingredients, signature wings, and much more. A $50 gift card to Trio Brick Oven Eatery in Forest for only $37.50. This deal and many more at InsaneRadioDeals.com.
Lars Larson.
Cuba needs freedom. Cuba has a communist government, or as the White House chooses to describe it, economic mismanagement. So they won't even say the C word at the White House. Yes, there were thousands of people marching in the streets of an island country that only has 11 million people.
Lars Larson, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark
on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
7:53 on the Morning Jam, little KC. Yep, not allowed to dance, so I'll just get down by eating lasagna. That's how I get down.
get down tonight. Huh.
Oh, my.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I had a friend send me this. This is a little something with all the ladies out there. Apparently, this is becoming more common. I want you to listen to this, my girl. This is something that was, apparently we're seeing more and more in ladies' bathrooms at restaurants and bars. It's a sign that says, are you on a date that isn't going well?
What?
Listen now. I mean, there's been times when I wish I'd seen something like this. Is your date not who they said they were in their profile? Because that happens.
Sure.
Do you feel unsafe or off? Does something feel off? Is someone bothering you or making you feel uncomfortable? We're here to help you. Just go to the bar and ask your server for an angel shot. I've heard of this before.
Okay.
It's kind of like a angel shot. If you ask for an angel shot neat, they will have someone come and escort you to your vehicle.
Oh, nice.
If you ask for an angel shot dressed, someone will call you an Uber or Lyft.
Okay.
If you ask for an angel shot with lime, they will call the local police for you. Says we will handle things discreetly without a lot of fuss. We want you to know that you are in a safe place and in good hands.
Okay.
As the mother of a daughter, I think that's a pretty cool idea. What do you think about that?
That is really cool. Yeah.
I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah. More places should do things like that.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that this is a thing mm-hmm. that you know, bartenders like do for people, but yeah. Angel shot is what it's called.
Can I add one?
Sure.
I want an angel shot with lemon because this guy's a real dud. He's like a lemon, you know, like a car that you always had in the shop. It was a lemon. Yeah, there's a lemon law in Florida. If your car, like if you keep having problems with it, you literally can take it back to the dealer and get the lemon law to apply.
Oh, yeah, we had that.
Hashtag dad jokes with Mark.
Yes.
So, lemon laws. I've had a lemon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a 95 Ford Windstar.
Oh, van, the minivan?
Oh.
Yeah.
It was purple. Wow. I thought it was blue when I bought it. Oh. And then the sun came up.
Oh, gee.
It was the Barney van.
Oh, I love you.
It was a lemon in more than one way.
You hate me.
Have you had a lemon car yet?
My mom had one it was a few years ago. It was like a 2014 Jetta something.
Oh, wow, and that's unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I forget. I just remember hearing that term lemon law over and over again. I didn't really know what it meant, but.
So sometimes the date's a lemon. I mean, the guy's a real dud. I mean,
right.
He had a great profile, but he's like Mr. Dry Personality.
Yeah, but in that case, you can probably just get out of it. But sometimes it's you just get creeped out.
There should be an option where they have someone call you and pretend to be like someone that you know that needs help.
The rescue call.
And let me tell you, and I'm far older than you are. I could be your mother. But we kicked it old school, and of course, that was before there were cell phones, though. That really wasn't an option, you know. But after there were cell phones, you could have your friend call you, and you could either say, oh, hey, I'm on a date, you know, I'll call you back. Or if you answered it, you're like, oh, yeah, okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll be there right away. And then you could get out of the date.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, I had it. I was fixed
what
up.
What did dudes do when they wanted to get out?
Well, I had this happen. I mean, you know, I started my life over in my 40s. And there was this, I don't want to be too specific, but there was this lady. She was an attractive lady. And, you know, I was a little interested, I have to admit. She wasn't. And she says, I want to introduce you to my mom. I mean, when we go out, people think we're sisters. And I'm thinking, okay, I could take an older version of you.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we met at we met at Barnes & Noble. And I brought a buddy of mine. And it was the best decision I ever made. Because he not only ran cover, he took care of the whole situation. And I'm thinking, okay, if this is your sister, she's like your super older sister, okay? I mean, she didn't really look like her daughter at all. And it's not that she wasn't attractive. It's just like it wasn't where I was going. And my buddy that I brought worked in the same field that she was in. And they had a great conversation for like an hour and a half. And I was able to just like, okay, this is going well. I mean, you know, I got my buddy here running cover for me.
Okay.
I'm going to be able to get out of this one pretty easy. And I managed to do that. And it never went anywhere. But so it wasn't really a date. It was kind of a get-to-know-you situation. And there was about three or four of us. Well, it was about four of us there, I think.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Oh.
So, anyway.
Oh. I've got people sending me information. Are you fan of Caesar Milan? The dog whisperer.
Oh yeah. Well yeah. I like the stuff that he does. Yeah.
Do you know Junior? Do you know who Junior is?
No, I do not.
Well, apparently he lost Junior.
Oh really?
Yeah. If you're a fan of.
Is that his pup?
Of him. Yeah.
Okay.
He was a pity.
Oh, okay.
A blue pity.
Wow.
Please don't send me that stuff when I'm on the air. It makes me sad. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, we're going to brighten you up next hour. Talk about some critical race theory with Trey.
Okay. I said I wanted to talk about dogs and puppies, but not like this. I'm so sad.
I'm sorry.
He's such a cutie patootie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Well, we'll always right. have the memories of Junior.
15 years he had.
Oh, that's a good wow. Yeah. No doubt. All right. CBS News coming up next. It is 8 o'clock, the Morning Jam on Thursday. And another life hack will work in before we're done.